Well, let's talk about the miniseries. So how did you lay that out and what type of value did it bring to your business and to your listeners?
So how I laid it out, there's a couple that I have. One in particular I did a while ago, I would say about 18 months ago. It was on confidence. So I do a lot of teaching and a lot of training and a lot of coaching on confidence. Not the emotion of feeling confident, because that kind of ebbs and flows. This is about the building your self-confidence so that you have integrity within yourself. And so I teach on this stuff anyway. And it helped me to go, okay, I'm going to do a series. It was six episodes in the end. What are the things, what are those pieces that I know would be really important to teach on that I could really impart something useful? So then I wrote them all at the same time, moved things around, and then I recorded it. I actually recorded it in one afternoon, and then they were released one per week. And so it sort of created that rolling effect. The other mini series that I've done is on the basics of building a coaching business. You know, things like how to do a discovery session, where to find your first clients, what's a framework for a business. And again, it was because this is stuff that I teach anyway, and it's useful. And I know that it can help somebody. So why not record it? Then they get to listen to it in order if they choose and take the benefit of that longer piece of learning and then go and apply it. And if they can apply it and get value, then that's my role, right?
You've
that's what
done
I
your
want.
Job. Yeah. And what I like about that approach is the fact that it works much like when you think about a TV series. Maybe not so much, well, to some degree, yes, these days, but a lot of shows now come out all at once in a big block. And you could absolutely release your podcast content in that respect too. I know I've done that before where I just put out a whole season all at once and said, binge away, everybody. But each week, if you are building an episode that has a little bit of a cliffhanger at the end or something that's going to make a person come back for more, if you've enticed them to the point where they're now invested and they're going to join you next week to see what you have to say next, the likelihood of them using that downtime between the episode's release is going to allow them to go back in the catalog and see what else you have to offer. And if they got value from one episode, more than likely they're going to get some from all of the past episodes as well. So now you've got them binging your catalog and hanging for the next week's episode to release. So that for all the solo podcasters out there, doing some type of series to where you're keeping your listener invested and giving them a reason to come back every week, it's a phenomenal approach to grow your listenership and to give them time to recommend this content to others and have them get invested in it as well.
And there's something else too, because of the value of these episodes staying live and accessible. Once they finish that little series, then they can go back. Usually I'll provide like, you know, answer these questions, do these steps. Here's the order. Now go and put it into play. Once they arrive at the end of the series, now they can go back and listen to the whole thing and actually apply it. And I believe that this is a place that we can really deepen our learning and integrate, right? Is we've heard it and then we do it and learn and then hear it again, right? So it's just going to, I think it makes it even more impactful.